This is an RNIB talking book.
Over Sea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
3640, Over Sea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper. Three children on holiday in Cornwall embark on a quest for treasure which lies over sea, under stone. They find themselves beset by deadly dangers, but Great Uncle Mary seems to know how to protect them.
By kind permission of the publishers, Chatto and Windus. This book, first published in 1965, is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. Read by Marjorie Anderson. There are 14 chapters. Over Sea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper. Chapter 1. Where is he? Barney hopped from one foot to the other as he clambered down from the train, peering in vain through the white-faced crowds, flooding eagerly to the St. Austell ticket barrier. "Oh, I can't see him. Is he there?" "Of course he's there," Simon said, struggling to clutch the long canvas bundle of his father's fishing rods. "He said he'd meet us with a car." Behind them, the big diesel locomotive hooted like a giant owl, and the train began to move out. "Stay where you are a minute," Father said, from a barricade of suitcases. "Mary won't vanish. Let people get clear."